Best in.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I can't. My family, my kids.
I know I'm not supposed to be with another man's wife. I can't help it.
I took a step down a terrible path. I do want to get better.
You will.
I didn't expect to fall in love with you, and I did.
That's a taste of the new movie Addicted, based on a novel by erotica author Zane. Yeah, it tells the story of a woman who cheats on her loving husband and how she tries to work her way back from a sex addiction. A sex addiction aside, certainly another show, if you get caught cheating, how can you win your mate back? If your mate cheats on you, would you take him or her back? Well, you know, R&B artist Robin Thicke has very publicly asked his wife to come back after reports of his infidelity. And so far as we know, she has not returned. Well, joining me to talk about this are Ricardo Kingsbury, co-author of the book Don't Do What We Did. Also, we will be joined by Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation and facilitator of the Beyond Affairs Network. Lines are open. I'd love to hear what you think about this whole issue. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. You've been commenting on my Facebook page all day. We'll be talking about that too. First of all, Ricardo, good to see you again, man. How you doing?
Good to see you too, bro. I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. I'm glad you're here in one piece. Let's okay. Well, don't do what we did. What did you do?
Wow. Well, actually, what I did that you guys shouldn't do out there is went into a relationship not being honest about what it was I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. And this was a while ago.
This was 2011.
Okay, yeah, that's long time. Ancient history. But let's hear the history anyway.
Okay, so we met, had what we like to call a whirlwind love affair that ended in heartbreak. Our relationship lasted, I guess, about 1.2 days into the next month. So maybe 2 months. And like I said, what I did was not be honest about what it was I was looking for. And what I told her I was looking for was a long-term relationship. What she told me she was looking for was someone to hang out with, fool around with, and that's
kick it with.
And I think both of us came into the relationship not being honest, which is what pretty much was the demise of the relationship.
How would you define cheating, whether in a marriage or in you know, just a relationship?
See, that's tough. Cheating to some people is the physical aspect. To me, now that I've known and I've been through a relationship where I actually cheated, cheating is not just the physical aspect. Cheating can be getting the phone number. Cheating can be talking to somebody online, going back and forth. And I've been actually in a relationship. I've been caught with the cheating, going back and forth with each other, talking about hooking up, but we actually never hooked up. Yeah. And I actually got that person back.
You got him back.
Got that person back.
Now, what do you mean? Oh, not revenge.
I got caught, and then I got that.
And
person
you, oh,
back.
You. So you won their
so
heart
So I cheated,
back.
I don't want to say I won their heart back, but I got them back for a minute.
Okay.
But the thing about cheating is, when once you get caught cheating, you lose that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major part of a relationship. Without trust, there's nothing.
How did you get her back? Because now let's say this is radio. And so for those of you who, you know, who aren't familiar with, you know, Ricardo, let's say, you know, how tall are you?
6'3".
6'3". How much do you weigh?
Right now, 215.
About 215. 6'3", 215, yeah. Clean cut, handsome brother, all of his teeth, and employed.
Yeah, and employed.
And employed. So, you know, certainly, at least from an aesthetic point of view, a lot of women would look at you and say, yeah, I'd take him back too.
Maybe.
You know, but outside of the aesthetics, how did you get her back?
Wow. So there was a lot of begging involved.
Really?
Yeah. A whole lot of begging.
Robin Thicke?
Now, see, I can't do what Robin Thicke can do. See, that's a whole different ball game. When you're a celebrity and when you have the money, so I can upgrade the Rock,
mm-hmm.
or I can buy a car or this and that. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a whole lot of begging, a whole lot of cards, a whole lot of flowers to the job, and finally, she responded. It took about 2 weeks.
Wow, 2 weeks. I want to hear more about that, but I want to go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Byron, calling from Chantilly, Virginia, you say there are three major things to do. What do you mean?
Yes. One is confession.
Mm-hmm.
The other is repentance, and the last is forgiveness.
Okay, but you said there were three things to do. Are these now two of those? The first two, if you are the one who was caught, you can do. But the forgiveness, unless you're talking about forgiving yourself,
right? Forgiveness is a powerful weapon. It's a tool that God has given us that we don't use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at the situation when the woman was brought out in the Bible for infidelity to the mm-hmm. stone. And Jesus said, well, let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that, as Ricardo so eloquently stated, cheating comes in a number of forms and shapes, and as long as we're in the human flesh, we're going to be tempted now and then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have to understand that we are conceived in sin, born in sin, and sometimes these things happen. But you have to realize your partner will be angry with you, very angry.
Well,
that you cheated. But
well, let me say this.
More angrier if you didn't confess it.
Well, Byron, let me say this, that I think, you know, in some ways you may be right. You know, he who is without sin gets to cast, you know, should cast the first stone. But I think a lot of women will say, I won't be casting stones because I'm not going to stay around to pick one up. Thank you so much, Byron. I'll be back in just a bit. We're talking about getting back into the good graces of your mate after a cheating episode. How do you do it? Would you take him or her back? We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, if you get caught cheating, how can you win your mate back? If your mate cheats on you, would you take him or her back? Well, we have Ricardo Kingsbury in studio with me, co-author of the book Don't Do What We Did. We're also going to be hearing later on this evening from Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation and facilitator of the Beyond the Affairs Network. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines. Vicky calling from Baltimore. Now, Vicky, you say you were going through this situation. What do you mean? Hmm.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm going through a situation where pretty much he cheated on me. And, you know, I've been on both sides of the coin. So pretty much he cheated on me years back. we tried to make, you know, back off and on and cheat on. He actually had a baby with the girl.
Oh.
To find out he had two babies with two different girls.
Whoa,
whoa.
Cheated on me with two different girls. And we were together for like 5 years.
Do you have any children with him?
No, I don't. And okay. I thought we were like, we were actually working towards like, you know, moving. And we were young. We went out early, not that young, like mid-20s, early-20s. Mm-hmm. I'm now 32.
Okay.
And long story short, she only had those babies. It was devastating to me, like, you know, devastating. And he still tried to get back with me, having babies, this, that, and the third, and I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Did you? So you never took him back?
I tried.
You tried, but you did try.
I couldn't get past it. And he was still dealing with those. He was still dealing with them women off and on. Like, he wanted me back, but mm-hmm. he still wanted that. It was, you know, he still wanted.
So he wanted you to accept what he was doing.
Or he'll lie and say, oh, I'm not doing it. But he really, really was.
Now, let me ask you this, Vicky, because mm-hmm. you said you've been on both sides of the coin. So mm-hmm. you said you didn't take him back. What happened when you were on the other side?
I'm going to be honest with you. That situation taught me a lot about people and a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to say, now at 32 years old, I get it. I don't even know if it's possible to say, I mean, I hear what everyone says. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Christian and everything else. And I hear what everyone says. Oh, you know, you love your mate. You're not going to, you know, if you love him that much, you won't do that and all this other. And I think that sometimes it's a crock of BS. If we're going to be really clear, I think we are human. And sex is a part of human nature. And I don't know if it's even feasible to say, yeah, I'm going to be with you. And I'm not going to ultimately, after so much time with you, look around and wonder.
Vicky, I got one quick question. When you did what you did mm-hmm. did he accept it? Did he accept it and try to work it out, or did he just walk away?
No, he didn't. He walked away.
And that's 9 times out of 10, that's what men do.
Yeah, gosh.
Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly do agree with that. The thing is, I think with women, I mean, we're going to be real honest. Most of the time, it's women that don't get caught. Most of the time, it's men.
Yeah, and that's true.
Right? Most
that's
time, true. It's, that's when true. We talk about you, you don't think of a woman first. You think of a man.
No,
well, so, Vicky, I want to thank you for, first of all, being honest with us about being on both sides of the coin. Hope you stay on just one side from here on out. And it's a good side. You know, I'm glad that you didn't, you know, have any children with this guy. You know,
well, hey.
You know, right. But I guess, right. you know.
My main point to say was he's actually came back into the picture, like now, trying to get back or whatever.
And
he's everything that I wanted him to be then. And God, I wish I could fall back in love with him, because Lord knows I'm trying to, because he's so great.
No, that's right. You still love him.
Vicky, you got a lot of work to do. Look, I got to go, Vicky. Thank you very much. If you are on the phone, hang on. That includes Ray in Upper Marlboro and Anna in Largo. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Cheating and getting back into the good graces of your mate, can it be done? More of that on Sirius XM Channel 141 next.